Skate to one song, one song only. So I ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. But first niggas gotta find me. What's 50 grand to a motherfucker like me? Can you please remind me? Ball so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know that, don't shit phase. And that's we go 0 for 82 when I look at you like this shit gravy. Ball so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even pope be here. Ball so hard since we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm LIBO, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, Game 6. Ball so hard, got a broke clock. Rollies that don't tick-tock. All the Mars that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. Ball so hard, I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. Ball so hard, let's get faded. Liberties for like 6 days. Gold bottles, soul models, spilling ace on my sick days. Ball so hard, bitch behave. Just might let you meet gay. Shot towns, B-Rolls, moving the next BK. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack.
Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mall? I said, look, you need to crawl for your ball. Come and meet me in the bathroom style and show me why you deserve to have it all.
Ball so hard,
that shit crack.
That shit crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Ball so hard.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish fillet.
Ball so hard.
Yo, whip so cold.
So cold.
This whole thing.
Ball so hard.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, she don't wanna dance. She's my friends, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
Was Gucci my nigga? Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
gets
gross.
The people going.
Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me. Ball so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
To the throne, don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. Don't let me get in my zone. These other niggas is lying, acting like the summer ain't mine.
I got that hot bitch in my home.
You know how many hot bitches I own. Don't let me get in my zone. 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 The stars is in the building, they hands to the ceiling. I know I'm about to kill it. How you know I got that feeling? You are now watching the throne. Don't let me into my zone. Don't let me into my zone. I'm definitely in my zone.
Check 1, 2, Fat Mac Almighty Triple XL coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com. We chilling over here, cold lamping in the Mac City limits. Man, today is. It's a beautiful day, man. It's February the 27th, 2012, Monday, and it's a gorgeous day out here, man. It just makes me want to just flow, just talk shit. You know, I don't really have anything on the agenda to really talk about, right? So what I'm going to do, man, I'm going to just freestyle it, man. I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to just talk shit. Just talk a little something about a little this and a little bit of that, man. You know, I just want to come in here, just rap to my players, man, you know. Because like I said, it's just a beautiful day, and I just want to freestyle, man. Just go off the top of the head. No real agenda, no real topic. Just want to just holler, man, shit. Ah, wow. Well, I guess what I could say, man, is, shoot, wow. Going off the top of the head ain't really that easy, man, but I know what I can do. I can laugh my ass off at my nigga Tony Dreamer. My nigga Tone is just, he's just a fucking comedian, man. This nigga, man, he's so cold at the game, man, when it comes to bringing in females into his fold, into his world, and you know, making them submit to his agenda, right? You know, niggas can say what the fuck they want to say about me or him or whatever, but they can't say we got any shortage of pussy, that's for sure, man. But he got so much pussy on his plate, man. He keep trying to you know, get rid of the pussy, man. He keep trying to push the pussy onto me, right? Y'all understand what I'm saying? You probably don't understand what I'm saying, man. In our lifestyle, we get, we get inundated with broads, man, wanting to get taken care of, you know, want us to put the cape on and save them and shit, right? So when they fuck around and meet us, and, you know, we treat them good, nigga. Shit, we treat some good, but shit, y'all shelf life, you know, you expire real quick, man. Shit, the bitches. I mean, if y'all not really doing what you supposed to do and you not being an asset to a nigga, you know, we quick to trade you in for real, you know. So that's what's going on with my nigga Tone right now, man. He got some females that's in his stable that they not really, he just tired of them. He wants to trade them in for new models and shit. But he has a heart, so he's trying to push him on to me, man. He trying to, you know, give the headache to me, because these females, they kind of on some headache shit. They said no names and shit, man, but for real, you know, they on some headache shit, man. They just getting on his last fucking nerve. And, you know, that's what we do. You know, we usually, you know, kick females back and forth. You know, when I get tired of a broad, you know, I call him up, you know, because like I said, we got a heart, you know. And what I mean by that is, like I said, we swoop in with the cake, we save them for a little bit, treat them right, and, you know, they're not used to being treated right, you know what I'm saying? But, we got to make way for new action, you know what I mean? We can't just keep, you know, fucking with the same chick, man, fucking with the same broad, you know, you get old. Like I said, you get old, shit, so we got to trade you in for a newer model, shit. And like I said, especially if you're not really being 100% agreeable, you know, you're not really putting in the kind of work that we want you to put in, shit, we got to do something with you, shit. So what we'll do is, you know, if I get tired of a broad, shit, I'll kick the chick over to him, and if he get tired of a broad, you know, he'll kick the broad over to me, you know, just to keep her head afloat, you know, shit, just because we righteous, you know what I mean? I know that sounds kind of weird and shit, man, but yeah, that's how it is, man. You know, we actually really try and do right by a lot of these females, but there comes a time where we can no longer deal with old pussy. No, we got to get some new pussy up in there, man. So please don't be thinking that, you know, me and my cat, we sitting around hoping and praying and wishing that some pussy gonna drop in our lap. That's not the issue, man. The problem is we get too much pussy dropping into the lap. Yeah, the fat tricks. The fat tricks, nigga, got too much pussy on the plate, man. We gotta spread it around, you know. Gotta, like, hey, Tone, take this broad off, man. Hey, Mac, take this broad off, man. But, man, my nigga, he got some females. They just a little too goddamn wild for me. We'll see, though, you know. I'm going to go ahead and fuck with them for a little bit. And y'all know how I am. You know, broad gets no love unless she putting in work. And if these chicks ain't putting in work, shit, they got to go, shit. They gots to go. I got too many females that want to goddamn act right, that want to do work. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. I wanted to just rap about that. Say what's up to my nigga Tony Dreamer, right? Because, man, he is killing me with this shit, man. He wants to get rid of these motherfucking freaks bad. For real. That's crazy in a motherfucker, man. The power of the fat trick. Ooh, y'all niggas don't know. Almighty Triple XL chiming in one time for your mind, man. Hey, if any of you cats is new to the show, right, I don't really have a lot of guest speakers, people that I get on and I interview, and I'm pretty much a self-contained unit, man. You know, I'm pretty much an antisocial nigga. You know what I mean? I can handle the whole goddamn spiel by my motherfucking self, right? That's just the way I am. I'm a weird motherfucker, man. I'm a weird motherfucker. And if you, like I said, if you're new to the show, then, I mean, you're going to hear a lot of shit that's not going to make sense to you. I mean, you come to a porn site and, you know, and you hear this nigga talking about all this scientific madness, man. You know, I'm dropping shit on, you know, some politics, on some religion, you know, on socioeconomic issues and shit. And, you know, a lot of you probably saying, you know, what the fuck is this shit? I thought this nigga was spitting game and shit. And, you know, that's unfortunate that niggas can't really see that this, all of this is all inclusive, man, as far as game is concerned, man. You know, we talking about the whole concept of the acquisition of power. And if we're going to do that, then we cannot leave out economics. We cannot leave out religion. We cannot leave out politics. So please try and keep in mind that, you know, as I do this, I'm not your average Negro. I'm not your typical Negro. I'm on some different shit, man. When the masses go left, I go right. When the masses go right, I go left, because I've always understood that the masses have always been wrong, and the masses have never been in possession of the fucking truth, man. So that's what I do. You know, when I see a lot of cats out here doing podcasts, they do a podcast on a particular subject or whatever, I feel compelled to do the fucking opposite. I just feel compelled to do it. I don't know why. You know, that's just my personality. I just want to do the opposite. You know, when everybody else is talking about A, you know, I don't feel the need to goddamn talk about A also, you know, because everybody's talking about the same fucking shit, man. So I say, fuck it, I'll talk about B. I'll talk about the flip side of the said philosophy that everybody else is fucking with. You know what I'm saying? That's just how I am, you know. And, you know, this goes back to my Black Power radical days. You know, it's like everybody and their mama is Christian and going to church, and I didn't want to do that shit. You know what I mean? You know why? Because, like I said, deep down I always knew it was fuck shit, it was fuckery. And I'm like, man, I got to do the flip side of the Christian church. I got to do the flip side, because everybody named mama being safe, everybody wants to be on the winning team. So everybody, you know, is sucking the church dick, right? So I'm like, well, fuck that, man. I'm going to go ahead and do my own thing. I'm going to research this shit, talk about the flip side of church, of Christianity, of the Bible, you know what I mean? And shit, I mean, that's just where I can remember way, way back in the day. A lot of motherfuckers don't believe me when I say this shit, but I can remember like age 8 or 9 actually questioning the existence of God. Really, I can remember questioning the existence of the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus. I was a weird fucking kid, man. I was really cerebral, man. I just remember sitting down at the dinner table one day. Everybody was saying grace and talking about God and heaven, and it just clicked on like a light. I was just like, wow, is it really a God? Is it really a big, powerful, spooky dude up on the clouds looking at everything I fucking do? You know what I'm saying? I remember that vividly. Actually, as a child, man, not even in my teens. I swear, it must have been like 8 or 9 when I actually sat down and I questioned the existence of God. You know what I mean? And a lot of people are still saying, you know, I'm like an atheist or some shit. I'm not a fucking atheist, man. I don't say that there is or there isn't a God. All I say is everything that you motherfuckers is fucking with and y'all dealing with is bullshit. That's all I'm saying. You know, it has nothing to do with the most high, powerful, you know, omnipotent being, if there is one. You know what I mean? I'm not really on it. So, like I said, man, you know, when you come here and you fucking with me, you fucking with some different shit. You are fucking with some different shit. Man.
Internalize the flatulation of the matter by transmitting the effervescence of the Indonesian proximity in order to further segregate the crux of my venereal infection. If I may retain my liquids here for one moment, I'd like to continue the redundance of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, see, because to preclude on the issue of world domination would only circumvent, excuse me, circumcise the revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation. So, but do not misinterpret the chauvinistic
gift of the United Negro Scholarship Fund. Because a mind is a terrible thing to develop without help.
Allow me to expose my colon once again. The ramification inflicted on the incision placed within the fallopian cavities serves to be holistic, taken from the Latin word jalapeno.
Yeah, like I said, man, you know, We're dealing with the acquisition of power. We're dealing with a lot of issues that people can't really tie into the game. You know, they can't really see how this has anything to do with my website, MacCity.com. You know, how does this lead to the Mackin'? And I mean, shit, like I said, as above, so below. I mean, shit, let me see, like, just a two-party system, man. You know, it's, I guess I just still can't believe. Well, yeah, I can't believe it, man, because, you know, there's a deliberate dumbing down of America. And not only that, man, it's, wow, I don't know how to say this, man, because for the longest, I used to, like, clown niggas for being stupid and shit, right? And I was always saying that, you know, the gene pool needs to be cleansed because niggas are stupid and shit. But then again, I was like, well, you know, there is a deliberate dumbing down of the populace, right? But then again, I'm always saying that, well, even though there is a deliberate dumbing down of the populace, one must be, how can I put this, above the bullshit, man. You know, somebody really actually has to have the smarts and the intelligence and the character to supersede this fuck shit that, you know, the power elites are handing down, which is false science, false history, you know, false religions. And once again, yes, religion that you, most of you niggas is sucking on right now is false, serious, 100%. Keep telling you motherfuckers, you know, a lot of cats is always believing unequivocally that the Illuminati or the unseen hand has tainted politics, and they've tainted education, and they've tainted economics, and got their hands in everything, teaching bullshit, right? But for some reason, y'all just don't want to accept that they have infiltrated your religions also, and they use that shit against you too, nigga. For real, they use all that shit against you too, all that spooky ass hocus pocus shit, man. They're using it all against you. And also, like I said, the two-party system, right? And I keep trying to, man, I don't know. I don't know why I waste my fucking time, man. But like I said, you got Democrats and you got Republicans. And either party ain't worth shit, you know what I mean? The power elites give you a choice. They give you the illusion of choice. Once again, listen to me when I tell you this, okay? You have someone way up on top of the pyramid, right? Somebody with all the fucking money. Somebody that makes all the goddamn rules and laws and shit. Now, this individual, he basically constructed a two-party system. All right, he says, okay, the common man can either be Republican or he can be Democrat. All right? And he will not allow any other parties to intervene, right? No independence and no shit like that. He makes sure that the cards are stacked in his favor, because the common man can only make two choices, Republican or Democrat. Now, unbeknownst to the common man, right, you know, like I said, he's given the illusion of choice. He actually thinks he's making a choice when in actuality, the unseen hand at the very top, you know, it, He's orchestrated it so that no matter what you choose what he wants anyway. Because both parties are actually part of the same party. And what party is that, Mac? That's the party of the motherfucker with the money. You know, as long as they're hooked to special interest groups and people that make all these huge ass donations to their campaigns, whatnot, you know, they're owned by major corporations. They're owned by the man at the top with all the goddamn money. So yeah, this is what I'm talking about, man. When we talk about Mac City, we're talking about the acquisition of power. We're talking about how one can attain power and how one can keep it. You know what I mean? So when I'm sitting up here and I'm talking about the religion and the politics and shit, I'm basically showing you how to get money. I'm basically showing you how to attain power. I'm basically showing you how to be slick with your, you know, with your hustle, man. Shit. Like I said, that's a hustle. It's like three card money. Shit, these motherfuckers, you know, they got the religion and they got the politics sold up. So, like I said, it's an illusion, man. You know, you think that you actually have a choice. Actually, you know, in religions also, shit. No matter what religion you join, no matter what political party you join, they got you. Shit. Like I said, the illusion of choice. They set it down right here and they say you can be Republican or Democrat. You can either vote, you know, Obama or you can vote Bush. But unbeknownst to you, they're all bought and sold by the same motherfucker at the top. and they do the bidding of the motherfuckers at the top, because the president doesn't run shit. Corporations run America. Shit. Big money runs America. Shit. Well, fuck. Go take a little break, man. You know, hope y'all understood that. Like I said, I'm a different type of cat, man. So try not to get offended when you sitting here and you listening to this shit, man. Because there ain't too many other places you can come here and get some of this knowledge, man. Some of this wisdom, motherfucker, for real. So Fat Mac gonna take a break. I'll be back.
The crux of my venereal infection. If I may retain my liquids here for one moment, I'd like to continue the redundance of my quote-unquote intestinal tract, see, because to preclude on the issue of world domination would only circumcise the revelation that reflects the aphrodisiac symptoms which now perpetrates the Jericho's activation.
It's a real life shit, nigga.
For your mind, man. Shit, I'm gonna go ahead and hit y'all with some Q&A's too, some little questions that I've been inundated with off and on, you know, for the past year. And what's the one of these questions that cats hit me with, you know, because they know I'm kind of like into this NWO conspiracy type shit, man, you know. So niggas hit me with all kinds of shit every now and then. One of those questions would be, are UFOs real? Mac, are UFOs real? You know, well, I've been known to most of you motherfuckers, man, because like I said, A good rule of thumb, listen to this, man. Listen good. All right. The government is at least 30 to 40 years ahead of the populace in technology. Remember what I'm telling you, that the government is at least 30 to 40 years ahead of your ass in technology. So all this shit that you playing with right now, you know, these iPhones and the cable TVs and these cars that's coming out with this and that. I mean, this is old technology, man. This is shit that they've had under the hood, man, for, like I said, 30 to 40 years. And guess what? That shit that you see flying all up in this, the sky and the air and, you know, oh, it's a UFO, it's aliens. It's not aliens, man. Those are top secret fucking flying machines that they've had for years, man, for decades. And they just now kind of like unveiling it and letting you see it and spooking you because they know that you're going to go ahead and attribute it to aliens. Shit, you know what I'm saying? But this is not aliens at all, man. It's just government top secret vehicles. That's all it is. That's all it is, man. Shit. I mean, come on, man. Some of this shit, I mean, y'all too easily impressed. I mean, you see like two or three lights in the sky, man. And, you know, because the orb does a 360 sudden stop and then goes in a right angle. And, you know, oh, it's aliens. I'm like, man, come on, man. I mean, yeah, y'all motherfuckers, can y'all get just a little bit more proof under your hat before you start with all that alien shit, you know what I mean? Just because you see lighted dots in the sky, you know, you automatically bend down and talk about, you know, them aliens and shit. I'm just sick of you niggas being so fucking simple, man. Simple. But like I said, you wouldn't really connect the dots unless you understood that the government is 30 to 40 years ahead of you in technology. So, yeah, I mean, it would be hard for you to comprehend the fact that some of the shit that you are seeing is actually man-made and is not from the Pleiades system or the Sirius star system or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Fuck, that's real. So, are UFOs real? I mean, basically what you motherfuckers are seeing is man-made, top-secret, government, flying vehicles. That's all you're basically seeing for the most part. I'm not saying that UFOs, you know, there's actually legitimate UFOs flying around up in there. Could be, but from what I'm seeing, you know, it's obvious, man, that this shit is some government shit. Okay, well, let's see. Do we have another question? It says, do you believe that Bigfoot is real? I have to be honest with you, Cat. I don't really get into Bigfoot or Sasquatch or anything like that, for the simple fact that, you know, I only really get into things that I know will somehow, some way affect me in a real world sense, you know what I mean? And knowing if Bigfoot is real or Sasquatch is real is kind of like never really been a priority, because I don't really see how knowing if that shit is real is going to impact me, you know what I mean? So I never really got into that kind of shit, man. So, but do I believe that there could be another species out there that is unbeknownst to man, that hasn't been, you know, filed and cataloged? Of course, you know, people finding new species of this and that every day. But, you know, I do find it kind of highly suspect, man, that only thing that these motherfuckers can ever find is a goddamn footprint. You know, I mean, bullshit, man. I don't know. I don't really deal too much with that shit. So, sorry to disappoint you on that, but there's really no, you know, nothing to discuss on that front. Let's see, next question, what do we have? Okay. This is obviously from a Christian right here. You know, the cat is asking me, you know, since I'm a proponent, or, you know, I'm so-called fighting the New World Order, then I should really be in the Christian camp, and I should, you know, have the Bible backing me, because it's obvious that this country was made great by Christianity and by the Christian God and by the Bible. So, I mean, you know, he's basically stating that, you know, I'm talking a lot of smack about Christianity and the Bible, but yet still, it's because of Christianity and the Bible and the Christian God that this country was made great, you know. Well, from what I'm gathering from what this cat is telling me and shit, this nigga You know, he seems to be saying that the only reason that America is the way it was, because it's no longer that way now. We're actually under a martial law right now. It's martial law light. You know what I mean? It's not really some hardcore shit yet, but it's getting there. But he's basically stating that, you know, everything that was great about America was because of Christianity, God, and the Bible. And all other nations pale in comparison. You know, like there was never other, like there was never any other nation on the planet that was great, you know, before America. You know what I mean? So let me okay, hold on. Let me rewind. Let me push the rewind button. All right, let's does anybody know anything about Timbuktu? African civilizations that were great, or just basic garden variety, you know, European nations like I don't know, would that be classified European? Yeah, I guess Rome, you know, Greece, let me see, Persia, Mesopotamia, Egypt, you know, if my memory serves me correctly, that none of these nations were Christian nations, but yet still they were great. They were, you know, big empires at that particular time, right? You know, they didn't have, you know, the Bible or Christianity or the Christian God to call on. Like I said, Greece, Rome, Persia, Egypt, Mesopotamia, fucking shit. I mean, hell, we could even, you know, talk about Genghis Khan, shit, the Mongols. I mean, their empire stretched. It was ridiculous, man. You know what I mean? Great empires, huge empires. Didn't have shit to do with a Bible. Didn't have shit to do with Christian God. You know, so I mean, I wish that y'all niggas would take a history lesson, you know, before you start talking shit, because a lot of y'all are basically stating that America is the greatest and it's the best, and it was only because of the Christian God and Christianity. And I'm like, there's been plenty of nations that rose and fell that were great, and they were huge, and they had nothing to do with Christianity or the Bible or the Christian God. You know what I mean? So, I mean, Christianity is not special in that regard or in that respect. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't have to suck ass to the Christian religion, because, I mean, really, it's nothing special. You know, all it is, it's a plagiarized account of other older religions. That's all it is. You know what I'm saying? Shit. So, I hate to burst your bubble, my nigga, but no, shit. I don't owe no allegiance to no religions, man. Shit. That which does not adapt becomes extinct. Shit. And I see the writing on the wall, man. I see how all these older religions, you know, have been basically, you know, y'all robbed the older religions, man. Shit, and y'all just repackaged it, you know, to sell it to common folk that really don't have the brain cells to put two and two together to see the plagiarism, my nigga. That's all. Man. Okay, take a break, man. Shit, it's a beautiful day. Beautiful motherfucking day, man. I'll be back. You see,
party and you wanna get down, bring your Ma, your Pa, and Brother James Brown. Bring Auntie M and Toto too, and all the party people to do their due. We'll dance a party till the early light and say, hey, we're feeling alright. So come along, come on, take a ride. There's a party over there that ain't no lie. We're leaving here in a cloud of smoke, and that's all, folks.
Shit. Okay, we're gonna close out pretty soon, man. You know, before I dip out, though, I just wanna reiterate, like I said, you know, here at Mac City, we cover, you know, a lot of topics that might seem strange to you, you know, as far as the Mackin is concerned, or the pimping is concerned, you know, or the acquisition of power is concerned. And a lot of y'all probably, you know, like I said, expecting just to hear some old tired ass street shit, pimp hoe shit. But like I said, we, you know, we dealing with the real world issues. And like I said, if I'm talking about economics, you know, on a grand scale, then, you know, you can boil that down, you know, to the pimping and the hoeing, man. Just like one of the main rules of the pimping, right, check this out, is you always keep the hoe broke. You always keep your hoes broke, man. You know what I'm saying? That's right. So what I'm saying is, shit. Why do you keep the hoes broke? Why do you keep the hoes broke? Can anybody tell me why you keep your hoes broke? Because it's easier to control a broke bitch, right? That's easy. I mean, that's just basic pimping 101. It's easier to control a broke bitch because she's always got to come to you for sustenance, you know what I mean? And if she understands the fact that she's always got to come to you to eat, to sleep, to drink, for medical care or whatnot, then she's gonna be on her best behavior. She's gonna be extremely agreeable because she's not gonna want to bite the fucking hand that feeds her. And so we can translate that to this bullshit that's going on now, this engineered economic collapse that's coming. You know, motherfuckers not even they're not even, you know, cognizant of what's really going on with this economics, man. And they're always asking me, like, why would they deliberately try and bring down America with the economics? And why would they, you know, try and do this with the economics and devalue the dollar and, you know, hyperinflation? And I'm like, man, this has always been their little scheme, man. Shit, this has always been their little scheme. Shit. I mean, really, man. Their whole goal is to try and get everybody on welfare. Really, they're trying to destroy the middle class and only have the rich and the poor. Shit. Really. I mean, check it out. I mean, you know, for all you so-called Christians out there that's always dealing with this Mark of the Beast shit, I mean, seriously, no man may he will be able to buy nor sell lest he have the mark. You feel me? So, I mean, if that's what y'all really believe, then y'all need to get on the ball, man, because it's coming a time where the welfare rolls, like I said, if they choose to cut the fucking welfare off with the common man, the common folk, they're going to fucking shit bricks, man. And they're gonna do anything that the power elites tell them just because they need to eat and they need to drink. Shit. So that's what's going on right now. You know, they're trying to devalue the dollar, or trying. They have devalued the dollar right now. We have, shit. What's that going on? You know, we got the hyperinflation going on. And, you know, they want you broke because the broker you are, the easier it is to control you. Shit. Do y'all understand that shit? You know, that, like, that this trickles down to just basic pimp hoe shit in the streets, man. Just, you know, a regular garden variety ass pimp nigga, man. I mean, he knows that shit. You keep your bitches broke. That way you can control them. That's exactly what the government is on right now. Keep everybody broke. Keep everybody spinning their wheels, you know, to the fact that they can't pay their bills and they can't get ahead, right? And then, you know, you basically control them that way. They say, hey, look, if you want to eat, you do this. If you want to drink, you do that. If you want to live in these sort of quarters, then you do what the fuck we say. Shit. And that's what's going on right now. So once again, when you're listening to the Mac City Limits, you know, you got to reverse engineer everything I say to be able to apply it to your game. Shit. Oh, well, shit. I've said too much. Like I said, this show's supposed to be just a quickie, man, just to come on in here and talk some shit and then roll the fuck out, man. So that's what I'm gonna do. Fat Mac, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, and we out.
Internalize the saturation of the Mac by transmitting the effervescence.
MacCity.com.